Government says it remains focused on fulfilling its development agenda now that the Supreme Court verdict is over. In line with this, Cabinet is expected today to consider a number of bills to be sent to Parliament for approval. Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations Murtala Mohammed stated this at a daily media briefing at Flagstaff House in Accra. He noted that the 8 months of legal battle slowed down the socioeconomic development of the country. For instance, multi-donor budgetary support to the country was held up among other delays. The deputy minister also mentioned GBC losing about 3.5 million Ghana cedis as a result of the live telecast.
The cabinet would consider several issues bills which may be presented to parliament for approval. It is also important to state that it's an opportunity to assess the socioeconomic effects of this country, having been in litigation for almost 8 to 9 months. There is no doubt in anybody's mind that for us to be in court for almost 8 to 9 months had monumental effects not only on the social aspects of this nation, but to a very large extent the economy of Ghana, the extent to which there were businesses who were holding up, who were not willing to more or less invest in Ghana because we were in court, and the kind of pronouncements and the reportage that they had from section of the media and some political leadership in this country. It is also a fact that the donor support that we get, nothing came because they were all good enough. We're all witnesses to the reportage that we have, particularly from the U.S. Embassy. Government remains focused, and it is in this light that His Excellency the President entreats all of us, government officials, civil society groups, and even political leaders or actors in this business of politics, to remain focused. That the promises that he made to the good people of this country is something he will never renege on. Government would ensure that the living conditions of the people of this country, as promised in the 2012 budget, is something that is achieved. And that is why His Excellency the President is calling on all of us that we need to cease fire and focus on the business of government. And we have no doubt in mind that the promises made are promises that would be fulfilled to the satisfaction of the people of this country.
On behalf of government, Murtala Mohammed wished the Black Stars the best of luck, urging them not to be complacent, but work hard to emerge victorious in their match cup qualifier with Zambia.